Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Men's Devotional for Dads: A Year of Prayers, Guidance, and Wisdom is a Christian devotional written for fathers who want structured spiritual support across the demands of family life. Co-authored by Chris Bailey and Jamie Bailey. The book is organized as a 52-week guide, rather than a daily reading plan, making it practical for busy schedules while still offering a full year of reflection. Its purpose is to help dads lean on scripture, prayer, and biblical wisdom when they feel stretched by responsibility, pressure, or uncertainty. The devotional format combines an opening affirmation, a Bible verse, explanatory reflection, a prayer, and real-life examples drawn from fatherhood. That structure gives the book both spiritual and practical value. It is not only devotional in tone, but also oriented toward application in marriage, parenting, and personal character. Positioned within Christian men's and family devotions, it aims to encourage steady spiritual formation rather than quick inspiration alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, scripture as the core of practical fatherhood guidance. The most distinctive structural choice in the book is its weekly format. Instead of asking readers to commit to a long daily program, it offers 52 devotions that can be read across a year with less pressure. That matters because the book is explicitly aimed at fathers, a group the authors present as often overwhelmed by work, parenting, and family responsibility. The weekly design lowers the barrier to consistent engagement and makes the devotional more realistic for men who may struggle to maintain longer routines. It also changes the book's function. Rather than delivering a large amount of information at once, it creates a steady rhythm of reflection that can fit into the natural cadence of family life. This makes the book less about intensity and more about sustainability. In the devotional market, that is a meaningful difference because it responds to a practical problem. Many faith resources are discarded not because readers reject them, but because they cannot keep up with them. This book is clearly designed to avoid that problem. Secondly, affirmations and prayers that reframe stress and identity. Each devotion is anchored in a Bible verse, and that scriptural basis is central to how the book frames fatherhood. The goal is not simply to offer encouragement, but to interpret the pressures of being a dad to a biblical lens. That gives the book a clear theological orientation. Fatherhood is treated as a calling that requires wisdom, humility, strength, and dependence on God. The scriptural passages are not presented as isolated proof texts. The available descriptions indicate that each verse is followed by explanation and application to the reader's life. This is important because it moves the devotional from inspiration into interpretation. Readers are not only told what the verse says, but why it matters for parenting, leadership at home, and personal resilience. In a category often filled with generalized religious encouragement, this approach creates more direct usefulness. The book's value lies in translating scripture into the everyday decisions and emotional demands of fatherhood, which helps it function as both a devotional aid and a practical spiritual guide. Thirdly, real-life dad examples. Make the devotions concrete. A notable feature of the book is the combination of an opening affirmation and a closing prayer in each devotion. The affirmation serves as the thematic statement, reportedly reflecting God's truth, while the prayer asks for strength, wisdom, and healing. Together, these elements shape how the reader approaches fatherhood. The affirmation frames identity, reminding the reader of a biblical perspective before reflection begins. The prayer then turns that perspective into dependence, acknowledging that spiritual insight alone is not enough without God's help. This structure is effective because it addresses both belief and emotion. Many fathers facing pressure do not only need information, they need language that helps them reinterpret stress, fatigue, and self-doubt. The affirmation prayer pattern gives the devotional that function without becoming overly complex. It also helps the book remain accessible, since readers can immediately grasp the main point of each entry. In genre terms, this makes the book more than a collection of short meditations. It becomes a repeated practice of self-understanding, surrender, and renewal grounded in Christian language. Fourthly, Christian counseling experience shapes the book's authority. The inclusion of anecdotes and cases drawn from real dads gives the book a grounded, pastoral tone. Rather than speaking only in general religious terms, the authors use recognizable family struggles to make the devotional relevant to lived experience. That matters because fatherhood is highly situational. The pressures of marriage, parenting, work, discipline, and personal exhaustion often overlap in ordinary ways that abstract advice cannot fully address. By using real-life examples, the book creates a bridge between scripture and experience. This helps readers see how biblical wisdom applies when emotions are complicated or circumstances are messy. It also reflects the author's counseling background, which appears to shape the devotional into something more applied than purely devotional. The result is a book that feels less like a distant sermon and more like guided reflection from people who understand family stress. In practical terms, these examples improve readability and relevance. They help the reader recognize his own concerns in the material and encourage honest self-assessment rather than passive consumption of religious content. Lastly, a devotional focused on fatherhood as formation, not performance. Chris and Jamie Bailey are presented as professional Christian counselors with advanced training and long marriage experience, and that background is one of the book's main credibility markers. In this genre, author authority matters because readers often want guidance that is both biblically grounded and realistically informed by family life. The Baileys' counseling perspective suggests that the book is intended to address not only spiritual needs, but also emotional and relational pressures. That helps explain why the devotional emphasizes wisdom, healing, stress, and daily application rather than only doctrinal instruction. Their background also positions the book in a practical Christian counseling space, where devotional reading intersects with family support and character formation. This distinguishes it from generic inspirational devotionals that may offer encouragement without much contextual understanding. For readers, the benefit is a sense that the material comes from people who have worked extensively with couples and families, not from a purely theoretical perspective. In effect, the author's professional experience supports the book's claim to be useful for fathers seeking both spiritual direction and grounded life application. In Men's Devotional for Dads will be most useful for Christian fathers who want a manageable devotional that speaks directly to the pressures of parenting, leadership at home, and personal spiritual renewal. It is especially suited to readers who prefer short, structured reflections that combine scripture, prayer, and practical application without requiring a large time commitment. The book can also benefit husbands and family leaders who want a faith-based resource that acknowledges stress instead of ignoring it. Its practical value lies in its steady rhythm. It helps readers build a habit of reflection that can fit into a demanding week. Intellectually, it stands out because it connects devotional reading with counseling-informed insight, giving the book a more applied and relational feel than many standard Christian devotionals. Compared with similar books for men, it is more narrowly focused on fatherhood and more explicit about emotional strain, family responsibility, and spiritual dependence. That specificity is one of its strengths. Rather than treating dads as a generic audience, it addresses their actual role and the pressures that come with it, making the book a targeted resource within Christian parenting and men's devotional literature. If you would like to support Chris Bailey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.